with the fact that being in the church for many years and being around many congregations, I encourage you all to two things that can help the singing. That we put some life in our singing. Very important. And that we, where we can sing spirited song. Among the things that does, it encourages more participation. I'm passing that on. If we choose in our singing to you tend to discourage participation. When you put more of your strength and energy in the song, and when the song is sung with life and spiritedness, it encourages more of those in the audience to want to participate and be a part of it. Very important. Very important. I choose a song, 458. 458. Jesus Christ is in fact the rock of the ages. Now that is a fact. I think Brother Webb and myself and Brother Fisher in doing one of the radio programs some months ago, we spent a lot of time on that fact, that Christ is the rock of ages. In this song, the author A.M. Toplady and Thomas Hastings, in verse 1, they are saying, it's like you're saying, Jesus Christ, you are the rock of ages. You are the cleft for me. What is a cleft? It is a safe place where one hides himself. And Jesus Christ is exactly that. Hence, let me hide myself in thee. And I wish we would do more of that. Seek shelter in Christ. Notice the second part of verse 1. Let the water and the blood, which one? The one which came from your riven or wounded side. Notice, let it be of sin. That is the water and the blood which came from your side. Let it be for my sin. Double cure. Do you notice the two ways in which Jesus Christ's blood is a cure? The double cure is that it cleansed me from its guilt. That is the guilt of sin. And it protect me from the power of sin. That's the double cure. And Christ Blood does that. Our truth here in verse 2. Not the labor of my hand. That is all I may do. All the effort that I may put out cannot fulfill what the law demands to deal with sin. My zeal, how does that help with my salvation? Zeal is wonderful, but when he said, could my zeal no respite known? Respite is rest. You know, don't know if you pronounce it respite or respite, but that is rest. When you take a break, and what the writer is saying, I might be so zealous that I do not take any break from God's work. That's how zealous you are. I might be so tied up with my Christianity that tears continue to flow down. But you know what? That cannot atone for sin. That's right. All the zeal I have, all the tears I shed for Christ, that cannot do what Jesus Christ's blood has done for my sin. I come to you, I don't bring anything in my hand. I want to cling to the cross. I come to you recognizing that spiritually I am naked and I want you to clothe me. I come to you recognizing I'm vile. If you do not wash me clean, Jesus Christ, I will die spiritually. May we now sing it? Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water run the blood from thy thin side which flow. Be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill the law demands. Could my zeal no respite, no. Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to I cling. Can come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. Did you notice that this song is a prayer? When this song is sung with the spirit and with the understanding, you are making a request to God. I choose another one. Brother Mitchell, why are you so selfish? Number three. And I'm going to tell you why I've chosen number three. Personally, I'm reminded, I don't know about you, I'm reminded by the greatness of God daily. There are so many things around, that's for me, as I've said, I don't know about you. When I watch the news, and especially the international medias, and see all these great developed countries, they are helpless in the coming of natural disaster, hurricane, earthquake. Man has made great progress and advance in knowledge. There's no doubt about that in so many areas. Yet, the one of the things that remain constant, that when nature moves, man has to seek shelter and help. And I'm just watching how the hurricane works, and watching how with all of human progress and technology, they are almost helpless. It comes to me that God is truly great. And what else comes to me is that there are times when the Almighty God really have to let nature have its course to remind us that man still need God's help. I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before when they described the power, the massiveness, and the potential for damage that was in the hurricane if it remains at Category 5 and whatever. This song came to me. Oh Lord my God, when I in wonders that are awesome consider the world that you have made. Truly, God is great. And we need, you see, a lot of time we can be blinded by what man has accomplished, not remembering even in the accomplishment of man, we see the greatness of God. That's right. Advance man has made in technology comes because of better understanding of the laws of physics and chemistry that God has been here from creation. That's right. And God is now helping man to understand it. Hence, the advance in technology. God is great. Oh Lord, my God, when I, in wonders that are awesome, consider all the world which was made by your hands, when I look on the stars, and when I hear the rolling thunder, and that, you know, thunder can be a dreadful thing. Sometimes the thunder roll and it's like it shakes the building in which you are. Country people always say, God, a drying cheer. Truly, God is awesome. God is awesome. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree. Did you know that even simple things like the bird
are to remind us of God's greatness, how they are preserved by God. Christ was using simple things to compare with Solomon's wisdom and tell us that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like some of those simple things. As the people of God, we must take time off to think about God's greatness and to remember that we serve a God who is awesome and great. May we sing, "Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from mountain grandeur and brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, not sparing, sent him to die, can take it in. The cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how
come, which out of acclamation, and take me home. When I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, God the Great, the One, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the work, how great the work, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the work, how great the work. Amen. Have you ever noticed the last verse? That at the end, when we see the culmination of all that God through Christ has done for us, that is, at the other side of judgment, or at death, we are going to have great reason to say, or to proclaim, God, what a great God you are. Great song. I have some more choice, but my conscience says, let you pick one, somebody from this. 250. Let the low light be burning. This is a well-known song. Have you ever thought of the meaning? Did you know that we are the low light? Brightly beams the mercy of God. This beam of his mercy and grace beam from his lighthouse, and it beams evermore. But to us who? The Christians. He has given to keep the lighthouse. The lighthouse here can refer to the Christianity, can refer to the church, can refer to the Word of God. To us, he has given the keeping of the lighthouse along the shore. Do you notice here it is lightning the lives of human being to a ship that is on high seas. The only way that ship can find its port is by the light along the shore. And you see, we are that light. The only way
men and women going to know Christ and know the truth is by we living as the light and being the light. Dark, the night of sin have settled. Sin is dark. And it settled here on earth. Loud the angry billows roll. That is all the negative things that come from sin and ungodliness. Those are danger to human soul as the billows are danger to the ship. Eager eyes are watching along, watching, longing for the light along the shore. That is the ship that is being tossed with the billows. It's dying to see some light along the shore to tell him that he has reached port. And the sinners out there sometimes are dying for somebody to say something to them. May I illustrate? I had an experience here a few years ago. It's the other day I was remembering it, where there was a situation . It was in reference to a brother and a sister, who it appears, remember I said appears, had interest in each other. But from all indication, things wasn't going right, and there are a few of us who felt that something needed to be said to somebody. And I decided that I would speak to the brother. But that decision lingers for about 2 or 3 weeks, you know, how to approach the person so that the person will understand that it's his interest we have at heart. I hope I'll never forget that experience. Finally, I set up a brief appointment, and the brother and myself talked. To my shock, to my surprise, the brother was so glad that somebody spoke to him. I mean, here, not just me, there were a few other brothers who, I remember when it was discussed, we asked, who will speak to the brother? Because you don't want him to feel that there's any negative thing in us. When I said the brother was literally glad that somebody was thinking of his interest and get involved in helping to give him direction. He was glad. What is the point? How does that relate to the song? Is where the songwriter is likening human soul to the ship, tossed to and fro, and heavy seas, tossed to and from with the heavy waves, anxiously looking to see the light along the shore to tell him that he's reaching Abba. And what I'm saying is that there are many sinners out there. Let us, while it is a fact that
true materialistic tendency, men and women are not taking as much interest in their spiritual welfare. That is a fact. All over. Over the past 5-6 years, I have not spoken to an American preacher who have not acknowledged and see the same thing. But you know what? They are people out there want to be saved. So we must not tell ourselves, people now accept Christ again. No, people are accepting Christ. And many of them are like this. Figure here using the ship as human lives. They just want somebody to show interest. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roll. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the light along the shores. They're just eager for somebody to show them interest. Who knows this song? I know it, but brightly beam. Somebody raise it for me.
For this light of evermore, he gives the keeping of the light along the shore. Let the Lord lights be burning. Send the gleam across the waves. Gleam, seaman, you may rescue, save. Dark the night of sin have settled, loud the angry billows roll. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the light along the shore. Let the lights be burning. Send the gleam across the waves. Ting struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feeble arm, my brother. Some poor sailor, tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor in the darkness may be lost. Let the Lord's light be burning. Gleam across the waves. You may rescue you.
Have you noticed that this is a great evangelistic song? It's all about us making sure that we represent Jesus Christ at all times. Because what the songwriter is showing, there is somebody out there wanting somebody to point the way. So let the Lord, we are the Lord light. We are the one God gives in charge of the lighthouse. Let the lower light be burning. I like this. Some poor sailor who was tempest, or who is tempest and tossed. That sailor is trying now to make the harbor, to reach harbor. In darkness, that sailor might be lost, except for the light that you hold for him to see. You see the meaning? Person, your neighborhood, my neighborhood, at your workplace, my workplace, or whatever. Lot of times they just need somebody to show some interest in their soul. One more song and I will take that choice. Anyway, one from over this side. Yes, please. Awesome, brother. Can you believe it? That is awesome. And all that, Brother Wilson, as you know, it's the doing of God. Notice, God make us with intellect, rationality, intelligence. The birds, they are not as intelligent as we are. Yet we are told that God feed them. And the Almighty God put in them the sense is not the right word for, but for the instinct to know when danger comes, where to find shelter. What a great God. And Jesus Christ said, why you and I worry so much? Because if the Almighty God takes care of those, Christ says, will he not take care of us? And what Christ was implying there, that we are more important to God. Great an answer. 279. One of the things, you know, sometimes the song you all mention are usually great song. Sometimes I do not know the tune as much. Okay, give me the Bible. Not a great song. Give me the Bible. Stars of gladness gleaming. The Bible cheers the wanderer. Lone. That is the wanderer who is alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that radiant, peaceful beaming since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Raise this again, somebody. No storm can hide that radiant, peaceful beaming since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy, said shining. Light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precepts and promise, law and love combining.
Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken. Hold up my faith, Lord, show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, blessed shining. Me in the narrow way, promise combining, niche in eternal day. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, me in the narrow way, precepts and promise. Find me in the narrow way. Give me the Bible, lamp of light immortal. Hold up the splendor by the grave. Show me the light from heaven shining portals. Show me the glory gliding Jordan's way. Give me the Bible. Light me in the narrow way, precepts and promise, love and binding, in eternal day. Amen. Yes, we do need the Bible and more of it. Not more Bible, but more of the Bible. Great song. We are going to end here. I want to sing another of my favorite, but we're going to end with that song. Another favorite song of mine, which I like, is My Faith Looks Up to Thee, Thou Lamb of Calvary. But another time, I will look into that one. We ask that the person who will sing the invitation come. If you're here tonight, from the lesson you learn from this song, you can make the wise decision to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are not a child of His, you can, if you believe that He is God's Son, your Savior, you can repent of your sin. You can confess faith in Christ and get baptized for the removal of your sin. As we stand.